the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mack Benhoff, and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. So chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum often, every day. Millions enjoy it, and you will too. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear mommy, there's one thing I'm crazy about, and that's the holidays in America. There's one noisy holiday here, mamma mia, that's the 4th of July, which is celebrate America's independence from England. That's right, mamma mia. England is once owned America, but she's no good to keep up with the payments. But right now is a double holiday, Easter and Rosh's birthday. Who want to know biggest secret to mamma mia? I'ma save up $40 since January, and this Sunday I'm gonna make a big Easter dinner and invite all of my school friends, and a Pasquale and a Rosa. You see, this dinner is also gonna be a surprise party for us. And don't ask me, mamma mia, how old she is. When I'm asking Pasquale, he says she's almost 30, but when I'm look around her middle, I think she's almost 60. And I'm going to buy Rush a beautiful birthday present to surprise her. And with the rest of the money, I'm going to buy enough food for everybody so they should bust. But right now, mamma mia, I'm going to my night school and invite all of my friends to my Easter dinner. I'm going to hardly wait to tell them.
All right, so don't worry about
it. Quiet, I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
I'm here.
Mr. Howard?
Yeah.
Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Mr. Schultz?
Hippity-hop.
Mr. Schultz, stop that.
Oh, thank you, Miss Pauling. At my age, I'm getting too hippy to hop. How about smile, fellow boobles? Let's see that Easter spirit.
Hey, for the friends, before I forget, I want everybody to know, you all invited for my big Easter dinner, and this is Sunday.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, Luigi, yeah. That's nice, but won't it be too much trouble for you?
Joho, after all, Luigi, you have no wife to cook for
you. Don't worry, friends. I'm going to cook myself.
Him, Luigi's going to dive into the pressure cooker and set himself for 30 minutes. Don't be so impulsive with that dinner, Luigi. Making a meal for a lot of people is no cinch.
How well, I don't worry about me. I'm wonderful cooker, Schultz. And I'm saved up so much money, nobody's got to eat for 2 days before the dinner.
Well, thank you, Mr. Basco. At this time, however, I think we should begin the lesson. Class, today I'm going to review some of the more troublesome grammar rules. Mr. Horowitz, you may tell us the plural of calf.
Calves. In the plural, the F changes to V-E-S.
Good. Mr. Basco, the plural of jacket.
Jackets.
Mr. Schultz, the word pants.
Pants?
Yes, is it singular or plural?
We're both. It's singular on top and plural on bottom. I love those old jokes.
Mr. Olson, you may tell him the answer.
I will be happy to. The word pants is always plural.
Then how about if we had trousers?
That's always plural, too.
Himmel, I can't buy a suit with one pair of pants in this place.
All right, Mr. Schultz. Mr. Olson, that was very good. Now, let us go on to verbs. Mr. Basco, you may name the two types of verbs.
What is it? Active and passive.
Mr. Horowitz, define them.
With pleasure.
An active verb shows action. A passive verb shows passion.
What? Mr. Horowitz, where did you learn that?
Yeah, and where can we get a hold of that book?
Please, please. Now, will somebody tell us the difference between an active verb and a passive verb? Mr. Schultz.
All right. The active verb ain't passive, and the passive verb ain't active.
I'm in no mood for jokes. I'll give you a zero for that answer.
Well, I'm in no mood for bargaining. I'll take it.
Mr. Olson, you tell him.
To be sure. The active verb denotes the subject as acting. The passive verb denotes the subject as acted upon.
Correct. Now, Mr. Basco, give a sentence. Would you give a sentence illustrating each type of verb?
All right. Sentence with the active of verb. I'm now going to invite the whole class to my Easter party this Sunday, and the place I don't bring nothing, because I'm going to supply all the food. There's going to be plenty of wine, and potatoes, and milk, and pies. Please to come at 6 a shop, a shop, or 6 o'clock a shop, a tank. Thank you.
Is that one sentence, Mr. Basco?
Sign Sean Hancock on the bottom, and you got the Declaration of Independence. Smile, Miss Spalding. He really wants us for his Easter dinner, can't you see?
Well...
No, please come, Miss Spalding, because besides it being Easter party, there's also going to be a big surprise party for us.
Well, I'd like to. Sunday, did you say?
Here, please come, Miss Spalding. I'm going to serve up $40 to make sure there's going to be enough for food for everybody.
How could anybody refuse him, Miss Spalding? He's like the Marshall Plan looking for countries.
Well, sure. I'll be glad to come.
Good. Well, I got my girl. Now you fellas pick your own.
Mr. Schultz.
That's right. I'm going to buy turkey and lots of the clams that'll be... Clams are better. That's the sauce.
Wonderful, because last Thanksgiving, you know, the cranberry sauce was so delicious, the turkey ate it up before we did. Ach, be happy, friends. We're going to have it a wonderful time.
Mr. Basco, does Mr. Pasquale know you're making this surprise party for Rosa?
Oh, no. And please, don't nobody tell him. After school, I'm going to invite him and Rosa to the party.
Luigi, how much money did you say he was going to spend on food?
Well, I'm going to get $40, and for Rosa as a present, and as a $30 for the food.
Uh-uh.
Is that not going to be enough for Schultz?
For 6 normal people, that's plenty. But with Rosa's appetite included, bring your own sandwiches, kiddie. Rosa, stop eating and pay attention.
All right, Papa.
Now, look, baby, I don't want that you should invite anybody to your birthday party. It's just for Luigi.
You mean I can't come, Papa?
Oh, stop. I mean Luigi's going to be the only guest.
Oh.
And can you guess why Luigi's going to be the only one invited, my daughter?
Sure. Then there'll be more cake for us.
Yes. No. And don't do what you did the last year's birthday cake when you ate up all the candles. Look, Bambina, I want you to dress up special and nice for your party, eh? Wear that black, shiny dress that makes you look skinny, eh?
Oh, Papa, can I wear my Mexican skirt? That makes me look skinny, don't it?
Makes you look like a Mexico. What a nice and romantic party's going to be. Just the three of us. And after a while, I'm going to tiptoe out and go to the movies.
Oh!
What's the matter? What are you belly aching about?
I want to see the picture, too.
Look, quick, go on and hide. Luigi's are coming. Go in the kitchen before you spoil everything.
All right,
Hello, Pasquale.
Hello, little pumpkin head. How was the school today?
Oh, it was pretty good.
Hey, your heads are getting bigger.
Huh?
Luigi, I bet your brain must have gained 10 or 12 pounds since you started pushing education inside.
No, well, Pasquale, I'm coming to invite you to big Easter dinner that I'm giving this Sunday.
Huh? Luigi, that's a funny thing, but I was going to invite you to a party this Sunday.
You? What the? Who else are you invited, Pasquale?
Just to you.
Pasquale, what are you talking about? No, you got to come to my party. I'm invited to lots of people.
I don't care. You got to come to mine.
No, Pasquale, that the whole thing is crazy. Hey, you got to come to my party.
No, you must come to my party.
No, wait a minute, Pasquale, because I'm already invited all of my school friends and Miss Spalding, too. And And we're going to have a big Easter dinner all together.
Big dinner with everybody. I want it just the three of us.
Yeah, but are you going to be there, Pasquale? Well, in fact, I'm saved for 3 months for this party, Pasquale, and I'm going to get $40 of cash.
I don't care for $40,
huh? Yeah.
Let me see the money.
Yeah, sure, here. Look.
Yeah, let me hold him, eh? That's all right, $40. Well, thanks, Luigi. This pays for last December's rent.
Oh, no, Pasquale, you can't. Pasquale, I'm a promise to pay you everything. I'm
sorry,
all
sorry, Luigi, I'm sorry. In the landlords' union, we got a very strict rule. The NTG.
NTG, what's that?
No trust for greenhorns.
No, but Pasquale, how am I going to pay for my Easter dinner? What am I going to tell all of my friends?
Tell them whatever you want to tell them. Tell them you're not a Democrat or a Republican. Are you a man or without a party?
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that'll make your daily activities more pleasant and enjoyable. Carry a package of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum with you. Chew a stick from time to time. It's really good to get your teeth into a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint. The lively spearmint flavor freshens your mouth and gives you extra enjoyment and satisfaction. It makes whatever you're doing more enjoyable. So when you start out your day, tuck a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum in your purse or pocket. Be set to enjoy a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint any time and any place. Get a few packages of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, my Pasquale just took away my $40, and I'm not going to make the big Easter dinner for my friends. I'm so mad at Pasquale, I'm not telling him what is for, and I'm feeling terrible. First, I'm thought maybe I'm telephoning my friends and stop everything, but then I'm thought I'm have a better idea. I'm going to get all of the food on a credit, so I'm going to go to Astro's fruit store first. Oh, hello, Astro. You mind if I'm get some fruit from you? On a credit?
For you, Luigi, anytime. Here, have an apple.
Apple. Well, now I'm like to make up the order.
Order? Oh, okay, what is it?
Well, I'm like 10 pound apples, 15 pound grapes, 8 pound pears, 6 dozen bananas, and a 12 pound of nuts.
Hey, what are you doing, Luigi? Making a Tarzan picture? I don't mind giving you credit on fruit if you're hungry, but when you start throwing parties for the zoo...
Oh, Astro, I'm not making a party for the zoo, Astro. I'm making a bigger party for my friends.
I'm sorry, Luigi. For parties, I got no credit. After all, I'm running this fruit market for profits. You think bananas and oranges and apples grow on trees?
All right. Thank you, Astro.
Don't mention it.
Hello, Mr. Warner. How's the butcher business?
Oh, pretty good, Basco. What can we do for you today?
Well, Mr. Warner, I'm making a big Easter dinner tomorrow, and I'm going to get...
I've got just the thing, Basco. A 20-pound turkey, fit for a king. Isn't that nice?
That's a beautiful... Go ahead and charge it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Basco. That's against company rules. But if you're short on cash, I'll be glad to okay your check.
That's no good. My check is short on the cash, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Basco.
I'm more sorry than you. Well, it's no use. I'm gonna call off for the party. But I'm not gonna never to call him up. I'm too ashamed. I think I'm gonna sit down on the park bench. Excuse me, mister.
Huh?
Do you mind if I'm going to sit down next to you?
Be my guest.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Mama, me, what am I sure to do? Call off for the party, no call off, call off, no call off, call him off, call him off.
Would you like a daisy, friend, to help you make up your mind?
Excuse me, I'm talking to myself. You ever talking to yourself?
Oh, brother, don't remind me. What's your trouble? Drink?
Uh-huh. How do you know?
I could tell. We're the same type. Soft inside. No willpower. Well, tell me about it.
Well, it's not only drinks, but it's also food and a fruit.
Huh?
Yeah, and a birthday cake and a present and a no nuts.
What? Look, friend, maybe you better talk to yourself.
No, please, help me. I'm always a save up of my money for a party for my friends, but then if somebody is to take it away, I'm got nothing to feed them, and I'm ashamed to call them up and tell them about it.
Did you say they was your friends?
Uh-huh.
Then your problem is solved.
What?
Because a friend is a friend. True blue to the end. Food or no food? I know. Because I had a friend. My mother. She never fed me, never gave me no food. But still, I was her friend.
At the wash of you, Mamma Mia.
That's right. Mother! Wherever you are, I want you to know we're still friends. I ain't changed at all. I'm still hungry. Go, friend. Go. Give your party. Invite your friends. Say nothing. And they'll enjoy themselves with friendship.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, thank you. You're making me feel good all over. And I'm going to back it out to my antique shop, fix it up nice and pretty. And then, goodbye. Give my regards to you, Mom.
Thanks, friend.
Oh. Hey, look. Maybe you want to come to my party, too?
Are you kidding? You ain't got nothing to eat.
What kind of a party is this? There's no food.
Yeah. I'm surprised, Schultz.
Yeah, now, don't say anything. He feels terrible enough.
She's coming out of the kitchen.
All right, everybody. Since this is the party, it's Luigi's idea. I propose a toast to the host.
Yeah.
May he find in America happiness, health, and wealth. Minus 20% for the government.
I'm in click, Luigi.
Well, thank you, friends. You are so wonderful. Mama, what a proposal toast.
Luigi, I don't mind all this toasting, but ain't the champagne a little weak?
Well, it's not the champagne. It's a seltzer.
What's the difference?
You're sure seltzer or champagne?
Oh, yeah, after all, what's seltzer if not champagne that's given blood?
Yeah, it's funny. Yes, that's really funny. Anything?
Why don't we all sing a song?
Oh, yeah, that's a wonderful idea.
All right, what song should we sing?
How about Turkey in the Straw? Right now, I'll settle for a weenie in a bun.
Please, Mr. Schultz. How about Shrimp Boats Are Coming? I'm sorry, Mr. Basco.
That's all right, Miss Pudding. Even I was thinking about who's to throw the overalls in the Mrs. Murphy's soup.
Rosa, today we're teaching Luigi a big lesson. His friends came for a feast, and they're going to have a fast.
Papa, everybody's singing over there. You think Luigi got food someplace?
This I better investigate. Watch the restaurant, Rosa. Stubborn little cabbage puss. Gives me nothing but a trouble and a headache. Since I imported him from Italy, my life is just one big aspirin. Luigi's putting up his hand like he's going to make a big speech.
I better open up the door a little.
Well, Francis, isn't I used to pretend that we all are having a lot of fun? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna make a confession.
Never mind the confession. Bring on the food.
Oh, sure.
After the trouble of shows, I'm not got enough food.
Luigi, you're joking, huh?
That Luigi, he's pulling our leg.
The way I feel now, if he pulled my leg, my stomach would drop out.
He's a sufferer to good.
Mr. Basco, what happened to the $40 you had?
Pasquale is a tucker for the rent money.
$40. Bye, tell us.
No, please. I'm not want to talk about it.
But, Mr. Basco, didn't you tell Mr. Pasquale that this party was to be a surprise birthday celebration for his daughter?
What?
Well, I know, Miss Pudding. He's hurt me so much, I don't even want to tell him.
Huh?
Now, I'm got no food and no birthday cake for Russia and no present.
Oh, I could kill that Pasquale.
What's he talking about? I could have killed myself. Oh, I'm the stupidest thing that ever lived. I'm a mean, terrible, rotten, stupid. Right now, if I was a twins, I'd have stopped talking to myself for good. What am I going to do? I got to make it up with the Luigi. I know. Rosa!
Yes, Papa?
Put on your apron and get in the kitchen. Are we going to cook them a dinner that would sink to the Queen Mary?
But, Papa,
don't ask her no questions, just to warm up in the oven. I'm going to make a food for Luigi's. You're going to have enough for 100 years.
Stop looking so depressed.
Sure, so what if you don't eat?
Sure, food isn't so important. And besides, we're not too hungry. Or we should.
I'm too weak to answer.
What's the use? Why don't we stop all this?
Luigi, everybody, listen, I got a great big idea. Instead of one big Easter party, we're going to have 3 or 4 little ones in a row.
4 little ones in a row? What do you mean?
Well, we'll have like a round robin. In my house, we eat the appetizer.
I know what you mean, Horowitz. That's a wonderful idea. Appetizer in your house, the entree in my house.
Dessert in my house.
In my house, my carpet of soda.
Horowitz, how am I going to thank you for such a wonderful idea?
Luigi, I'm the happiest man in the world. I thought of it. Go ahead, eat.
Yeah, but that's the dishes. What do you call it?
It's called a vorspeise. Chopped liver.
It's very tasty, Mr. Horowitz. What is your wife's recipe?
Sorry, Miss Spalding. That's an international secret.
Rosa, hurry up with the meatballs while I fix these pies. Turn up the flame. They must be starving in Luigi's stall by now.
All right, Papa.
And Rosa, don't eat anything.
Oh!
I bet if they saw these meatballs, they'd go crazy.
Papa, what do you think happened to me?
Mr. Schultz, this turkey is wonderful.
Oh, they were superb. A gourmet's delight.
Very good, Schultz. Very good.
Yeah, I'm made it so much, I think I'm going to bust it.
So what's a happy explosion between friends?
How's the spaghetti, Rosa? Almost a cup?
Almost, Papa.
This lasagna's going to give them an Easter dinner they never going to forget. Rosa, stop looking that way at the pizza.
But, Papa, I'm starving.
Rosa, listen. Right next door is 5 starving people waiting for all this food. And we owe Luigi a lot for the wrong we did to him. Besides, Rosa, why you keep looking at me so funny?
I can't help it, Papa. I'm so hungry. You look to me like one big meatball.
Oh, friends, I don't know what to say. I'm so full up with the tanks.
So full of food. Ach, Miss Spalding, you make it wonderful coffee.
Well, I did the least. Mr. Olson, this dessert tastes just heavenly. Yeah.
How did this boil? Olson, what do you call it?
It looks like the pancakes.
In Sweden, we call it plätter. Back home, many families eat it, especially on Thursdays, with pea soup.
Oh, with the pieces... Hannah, this is sauce, and that's delicious. So what do you call that?
There was lingonberries. In Sweden, we use it just like applesauce.
Go on, Olsen, keep on talking. I feel like I'm eating a dessert with a travelogue.
You know, friends, I'm so full now, I feel like I ate into 1953.
Yeah, me too. If anybody mentioned food to me now, I think I would float away.
Yeah. Well, enough, friends, please. Maybe we all go back to my antique shop and we just sit back and relax and maybe just talk, huh?
It's a good idea, Luigi. Let's go. Schultz, get up.
Impossible. I think the automobile club will have to tow me to Luigi's store.
Hi, is it just so nice to sit down here in the rest, huh?
Oh, Joe.
Friends?
Oh, we enjoyed a feast fit for a king, by golly.
Yeah, this is one Easter I'll never forget. That food.
No, please, don't mention food. It gives my stomach a headache.
Well, I certainly...
Come on in, Rosa. Don't drop the pot. All right, stop sitting around, everybody. Happy Easter. Look at what I got. Food.
What's the matter? You all died from starvation?
Oh, Spolly, please, go away.
Look, everybody, it's all free. And the house, gratis. Plenty of spaghetti, meatballs, a pizza.
No, Pasquale, Pasquale, you know, we was all went out and then we was eating in each other's houses.
Yeah, we had a door-to-door feast.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, go away, Pasquale, and take everything with you.
Well, it's a serving me right. I deserve everything.
Well, Pasquale, tell the truth. The only thing I'm feeling bad about now is I'm didn't get a Rosa birthday present. If I'm ahead of my Rosa, I would have given you anything you wanted.
Hey, you hear that, the Rosa? Anything. And what do you want? It can't be bought with the money, huh?
You're right, Papa. Luigi, can I have anything I want?
Anything, Rosa.
Stand back, everybody. All this food belongs to me.
Well, Mamma mia, we was had a wonderful feast this Easter, and after all, even Rush has got a big birthday present. 7.5 pounds to be exact. Wasn't a horror to have a wonderful idea, Mamma mia, what is it called, Round Robin? And Mamma mia, when you get this letter, make yourself a little glass of coffee, because I'm going to have some cake. And we're going to have our own Round Robin together. Your lover of son, Luigi Basco, Lily McGrant.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they want to remind you that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an inexpensive, enjoyable way to sweeten your breath and help keep your mouth feeling fresh and clean. You see, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is made to give you real, long-lasting chewing enjoyment. It's smooth and good to chew on. The flavor is delicious and satisfying. And at the same time, it's a long-lasting aid to pleasant mouth freshness. So chew a few sticks of Wrigley's Spearmint every day, as millions do. See how good it makes your mouth feel, and see how enjoyable that pleasant chewing is. Get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to be sure to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. This is the CBS Radio Network.